Good morning. It's certainly great to be here this morning, to see all of you here this morning. We've got a great crowd, a great trade show, and it's just always so exciting to be a part of the fuel ethanol workshop now in its 24th year. I'm sure you'll hear this numerous times. next year will be 25 years in Denver, Colorado, so we're excited about that as well. It's great to be in the state of Tennessee. What an awesome state, and the people here have been just marvelous. And I was talking with Commissioner Givens a few minutes ago, and he's going to extend his welcome. Commissioner of Agriculture is going to extend his welcome soon, and we're happy about that. You know, Tennessee has some, like all states, has some interesting laws on the book, and they were books, and they were just showing me a few of them, and there was a long list of interesting laws. I don't know, Commissioner, if you are aware of this or not, but in Tennessee, it's illegal to lasso a fish. So you have to be very careful about that. If you're out fishing, you can't do so with a rope, apparently. It's also illegal to consume roadkill. You have to turn that in, apparently, in Tennessee. You can't. Most states, you're able to consume roadkill, but in Tennessee, it's against the law. But I think one of the most interesting laws on the books here in Tennessee is in Memphis. Believe it or not, it is still technically illegal for a woman to drive a car unless she has a man walking or running in front of the car waving a red flag. Now, I'm not sure if that's enforceable anymore, Commissioner, but certainly that would be, in this day and age, an interesting law to try to enforce. You know, it's been a year of success for the ethanol industry, and it's been a year of tremendous abuse for the ethanol industry. I know that Bob Dineen from the Renewable Fuels Association is going to talk about that, and along with a number of other issues. But the fact of the matter is this industry has taken a real beating in 2008 from the media. And I think one of the things that troubles me really more than anything is the abuse that agriculture has taken. You know, as an industry, we may get a little bit upset because we've taken some abuse in the media about everything from starving people in third world countries to the marginalization of women to all sorts of even the high gasoline prices. The other night on television, it was as a result of biofuels. But you know what? We can take that. What bothers me the most is the abuse that agriculture has taken. You know, for years, farmers have struggled on the land to eke out a living. I was listening to a young woman up in Saskatchewan a few weeks ago at a meeting, a young farm wife, probably 35, 37 years old, with several, I think they had three children, and she was almost in tears, and she was talking about their struggle on the farm. She was talking about her parents' struggle on that same farm and her grandparents' struggle on that same farm, and how for three generations that farm has produced food to help feed the world, and how for three generations the people who worked that farm struggled to make ends meet, struggled to make a living, how they scrimped and saved to send their children to college. And she said, you know, for the first time in our lives, in my parents' lives, my grandparents, she said, are now gone, but it would have been in their lives as well, we actually have an opportunity to make a decent living. And we are being vilified by the world for raising the price of the price of food. And she said, it just makes me so sad to think that after three generations of struggling on the farm, looking across the prairies of Saskatchewan, looking across the prairies of North Dakota, name a state, Tennessee, any state you want, it's so sad that that's now the case. We cannot allow that to stand. We can take the heat in the ethanol industry, but by God, we should not stand by and let agriculture be vilified for finally having an opportunity to make a living like everyone else on Main Street. There's an old saying that I just want to say we're damn mad and we're not going to take it anymore. And I think the balance of 2008 ought to be a time when this industry stands up not only for ourselves but for agriculture and stands up and is counted. And so that would be this morning my challenge to you, is to stand up and say we're not going to take it anymore. Thank you.